In this bulletin, the Prime Minister assures Australians a crackdown on misogynistic content online won't affect free speech. Violent clashes break out between pro-Palestinian student protesters and counter-demonstrators in the US. And in sports, Sydney Roosters Jared Warrior Hargraves games hope dashed as the veteran prop is plagued with a calf injury. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the newsroom. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says the government's plans to crack down on misogynistic content online reduce violence against women and will not limit free speech. Leaders agreed to a pilot of age verification to stop children from accessing harmful online material such as pornography following a national cabinet meeting on gendered violence. An ad campaign will also be rolled out from June that will challenge misogynistic attitudes towards women on online platforms. The Prime Minister told the ABC that online content with harmful views about women can be highly influential on young people. Labor says yesterday's announcements to address gender-based violence are only part of tackling the issue. Following an emergency national cabinet meeting with state and territory leaders, the government unveiled a $925 million package to provide $5,000 for women fleeing violent situations. The Leaving Violence program will be a permanent extension of a trial that comes into effect from July next year. Social Services Minister Amanda Rich told Channel 7 there's more to be done to address gendered violence.
This program is a very important permanent program now, and that means that women will have the financial support that they will need if they are thinking about leaving. But of course, it's not the only program. We need to make sure that we are investing in prevention, early intervention, response, and also healing and recovery. That's another important area because we don't want the cycle of this violence to continue.
Jeremiah Manele has been elected as the next Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands. Mr. Manele defeated former opposition leader Matthew Whale in a 31-18 vote. It brings to an end to Manasa Sogarave's leadership, who announced he would withdraw from the race in a post-election press conference earlier this week. The country's recent election has been watched closely by Australia, the US and China after Mrs. Sogarave signed a controversial security pact with China in 2022. Violent clashes have broken out between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators at the University of California, Los Angeles. Student rallies have spread to dozens of schools across the US in recent days, with those participating expressing opposition to Israel's war in Gaza. Footage broadcast on US television and posted on social media shows some protesters at UCLA wielding sticks, tearing down metal barricades, while others were seen launching fireworks or throwing projectiles, and hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been arrested by police in New York City. Around 300 arrests were made in attempts to disperse student demonstrators from a building inside Columbia University. The White House has condemned the violence, with Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Americans have the right to peacefully protest.
Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful. It's just not. Students have the right to feel safe. They have the right to learn. They have the right to do this without disruption. And they have a right to feel safe on campus, as I just said. They have a right to attend their commencement without feeling unsafe. And what we're seeing is a small percentage of students. That's what we're seeing. They should not be able to disturb or disrupt the academic experience.
The federal government is pledging nearly $2 billion towards medical research in Australia as part of the Future Made in Australia policy. Health Minister Mark Butler says the government will commit $1.4 billion to a medical research future fund focusing on research for low survival cancers, health inequities and women's health. An additional $500,000 will go towards clinical trials and the National Health and Medical Research Council. Mr. Butler says this investment will help develop medical research in Australia.
Health and medical researchers, in my experience in Australia, are never content to rest on their laurels. They're constantly wanting to continue to push the envelope. And today's announcement of a package of around $1.9 billion in initiatives that will be contained in the budget the week after next will, I think, really assist health and medical researchers in Australia to do exactly that.
In rugby league, the Sydney Roosters have lost veteran prop Jared Warra-Hargraves from their clash against Brisbane with a calf complaint. Warra-Hargraves was meant to play his 300th game for the Roosters on Friday night, but that has now been put on the back burner. The Roosters are confident the injury is not serious, with a 35-year-old expected to spend a short time on the sidelines. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Thanks for listening to the latest from the SBS newsroom, and you can check out our suite of podcasts here at SBS News. They include SBS News In Depth and Cost of Living Secrets, wherever you get your podcasts.